the January meeting for the McCook School Board. Everything's back. Everybody's back for the second part of the school year, aren't they?
Yeah, that we are all back together, and the students are in the halls on our second week of the second semester, so things are rolling, and we're excited to have the kids back. And we really had all things considered, I think we had a great first semester, and ready to finish strong.
And everything as far as health and everything,
right.
Cases are kind of pretty good right now?
They're pretty constant. You know, we do have COVID in the schools here and there, or at least people that attend school get the virus occasionally. But we're still in a better spot than the community at large, and I think that that's a good thing. Our quarantine and our COVID numbers are both pretty low right now. So we feel really good about that, and we feel like, there's a good shot that we're going to finish the school year.
The community in general, if you were to go back a month, our case count was in the 210, 220 for 14 days. I think last night we were at 101 or 105 for the last 14 days. So the community's in a much better position, and as a result, I think the school's even better than where the community's at on a percentage basis. Yep. From my perspective, back to school is exciting. I like the beginning of the school year in August better than the beginning in January. Part of it might just be the ice and the snow and the cold weather, but the other part of it is I start noticing that we've had about an extra 10 or 15 minutes of daylight at the end of this. And as you know, pitchers and catchers report in about a month.
So I knew he'd bring a baseball term up, but it's coming up soon, isn't it?
We need some normalcy back in society, and I think the great way to do that would be to have the NCAA ensure that fans can attend college baseball games this year. So it's an outdoor event. It should be a little easier to figure out.
Cross their fingers.
Yeah, we'll be all right.
You bet. Well, the first meeting for January is always kind of the organization of the board, isn't it?
That's right. We start this meeting off with the swearing in of board members that were elected in the last election. So we started off with that. We had three board members that were sworn in last night. Mr. Bredvick here, Brad Hayes, and Teresa Thomas were all sworn in. Following that, I actually get started with the election of officers. And so I started off because when you start the new year, you don't have a president. So the first election that we do is for the position of president. Took nominations for that, and we had one person nominated for president, and that was Mr. Bredvick. And so it was easy to turn over the gavel to Mr. Bredvick to complete the rest of that election of officers. He guided the next two positions. We next elected the vice president, which was Mr. Brad Hayes. He was elected as vice president. And then we also had our secretary position. Mrs. Teresa Thomas was elected as our secretary for the upcoming year. And then also one of the things that we do following that is we appoint a treasurer. This is all in our policy and in our practice. That is the business manager's position. And in that position right now is Mr. Brazell. And so we the board acted to appoint the business manager for the year 2021. And so those three positions or four positions were put into place last night. And I think it's a good group, solid leadership from those individuals. We have a really solid board, and so I'm really excited about 2021 with working with these professionals.
Back board president again.
Yeah, this is the odd year. I'm starting my 13th year in the role, as I was told by the reporter this morning and in a different outlet. And I would tell you, I didn't know it was the 13th year. Many of the issues have just been day-to-day, month-to-month, and taking care of at board meetings. I guess time flies when you're having fun. So mm-hmm. It's a housekeeping need, but as we had spoke many times through the night, the experience our district has gone through in the last 6 months, 5 months of schooling really showed the leadership of our leadership team and the administration and staff. But I also think it tipped the hat to the school board members that deferred some decisions and said, you know the kids, you know the situation, you know the staff, you know what we're dealing with on a day-to-day basis. Do what's in the best interest of our students. So I really like that we elected our leadership last night, but I really like the last 5 months of what we've seen from leadership. So our board is, as Mr. Norgaard said, a fun group of people to work with. When you add Alec Langan to the mix, you as a student representative, a smile, a jovial comment, a reference to something that'll just about make you laugh in front of everybody, and then and you move on. So very good meeting to get started for the year.
Committee appointments, anything there?
You know, what Mr. Brevik does is he traditionally waits to make sure that he's the president, and or whoever that president is waits to find out. And then after that, they put the committee assignments together. So that'll be probably sent out to the board over the next month, what their committee enrollments are. And he likes to get a little bit of input from the individuals on the board to see what committees they're interested in. Sometimes they want to do a little change up, and so that's possible this year.
We do have a member or two that has said, oh, I love doing negotiations so much. Put me on that committee.
Yeah.
And then we have a couple that say, I really would rather you worry about finance or somebody else. Yeah, it's so personal interests. At the same time, I do think developing our board and trying to get skills shared across the board have been important to us. So it'll be something we take care of in February, and we won't miss a beat. Mm-hmm. We'll get started back into our committee schedules.
We'll get to reports, communications, public participation.
Yeah, we started off with an awesome presentation by Baylor Winters. He did the American Legion Oratorical Contest. He won the area, the district, and now he's headed off to the state competition. And he's going to be one of four young persons from across the state, young people from across the state, and he's going to give his oration there. And it was very, very, he did it for the board last night, and it was excellent. He did an outstanding job. And one of the things that's really interesting about the American Legion orientation oratorical competition is that they really have the students focus on American history. They give them several different topics. They have five or six that they choose from: Constitution, history, amendments, those types of things. And then they have to write a speech. I believe it was about 8 to 9 minutes long. And then they go to the competition. They give that speech that's prepared, and they also have them do sort of an extemporaneous speech. So they give them a topic once they're there. They put together their speech on that topic, and then they perform that at the state level. So it's really a very tough competition. And to make it to the Final Four, we're just so very impressed with Baylor. He's an excellent student, excellent school leader, and he's going to represent McCook Public Schools very, very well, and feel pretty good that he has a good shot at winning this. You know, but it is tough competition. We'll see what happens. I was very impressed with what he said last night.
He is what grade?
I believe he's a senior this year.
Senior okay,
this year.
Very good. Just making sure.
I believe
sure
so.
That.
All right. And if he's not, he acts like a senior, so that's good.
In the oratorical contest, then we'll take the winner from the state contest, and Nationals is in Indianapolis, Indiana. And the goal, obviously, is to bring awareness to the Constitution and to the history of the United States. But more importantly, in the end of this And he has a strong shot, better than the 1-4 odds, in my opinion, but I'm biased. He's from our area, at state, to make it to Indianapolis. The Indianapolis final first-place winner is an $18,000-plus scholarship for college. So he's using a skill that he's very good at. Mrs. Davidson was there with him last evening. She's been coaching him, critiques, feedback and forth. And he is prepared for the state competition quite well.
All right. Yeah. Congrats. That's great.
That's excellent.
Anything else? Student council report, anything?
We did have a couple of things Alec Langan wanted to share with us. They are continuing to focus on the teens in the driver's seat and safety. And then he also made the announcement, we are going to have our Color Day dance, and that's awesome. We're really excited about giving the kids that chance. Mm-hmm. February 6th, I believe, is the date that they have chosen for that dance. So I'm excited. You know, we didn't have homecoming this year, and I'm glad we're having this dance. Looks like we're going to be able to do prom, and so those are good things. Looking forward to it, and the Student Talent Council does an amazing job with that, and so really appreciate the work that they put into setting that up for the other kids in the high school.
All right, it's great. February 6th for homecoming. That's great. That's terrific. Anything else on public participation or anything, or more public comments?
You know, when Baylor and Ms. Davidson got done, just to give you an idea of the drive and determination of some of our students, it was approaching 7:20, maybe 7:15. They were headed over to speech practice. Mm-hmm. Every one of my high school basketball, football, baseball didn't because it was summer, but Every one of those practices was done by 7:15 when I was a kid, and I'm thinking to myself, they're headed over to speech practice. So they didn't. I just thought it was a unique. We were going to sit around and keep working on community items for the school, but these two school people were going to head over and.
It's got to put the work in.
I agree. If you want to be the best, you got to put the time in.
Yeah. Reports from staff members and committees.
We didn't have any committee reports last night. We can go to administrative comments. I spoke about the assessment practices that we have really have in place and have had in place. Even last spring, we continued doing some assessment practices. But I usually at this time of year, I talk about our state assessments and our ACT scores from the spring prior. Well, none of that took place last spring. We didn't have the NSCAS assessments, and we didn't have the ACT for all of our juniors. So what I did talk about are the assessments that we continue to do, and those are our teachers across the school district have created criterion reference tests, and they're sort of benchmark assessments that we've put in place that measure our students' mastery of our own learning objectives. And one of the things I really wanted to stress with the board last night is that our most important assessments are the assessments that we create here locally and give to our students, because they measure those our own essential learnings, our own curriculum directly. And that way we really can measure the progress our students are making. And so really wanted to talk about that a little bit and share with the board that those measures are in place. Student growth and student learning is continuing to take place. There are accountability measures in place for teachers to ensure that the curriculum's being taught. Talked about how we measure mastery and what we look for in mastery, and what happens when students don't demonstrate mastery on those CRT tests, those benchmark assessments. We have interventions that go into place, support structures that we put into place to help students grow and learn, and to ensure that, to guarantee basically, that we teach that curriculum and we measure that curriculum and that all students master that curriculum. So those things are extremely important to our staff. They work very, very hard on those, on the curriculum and on the assessments. And so those are the most prized assessments we give. And so even though I'm not didn't have a chance to present on the state assessments, we're still assessing kids, measuring growth, and adjusting our instruction to make sure all kids are learning.
Are those tests going to take place this spring, do you feel?
I do, yes. They are planning right now to give the state assessments. We'll have some of that data to present to the board next January, and we'll have to look and see how the gap has impacted trend data. But I think we'll probably be able to put something together for the board that makes sense. And you're just going to have a gap year there with the ACT and the NSCAS type of things. And I'm really interested to see that data, because it's to a certain extent you can use it as summative assessment information, and you can kind of see, well, what was the impact of not being in school for a quarter? How did that impact student growth, and what happens to our trend lines? And we're hopeful that we continued to grow even though our students weren't in school, but we understand that that's quite a hurdle to get over get over distance learning. And we actually have a number of students that are distance learning right now because they're immunocompromised, or a family member's immunocompromised, so they can't come to school because of that fear that might make them sicker than because they're at greater risk.
And I think it's quite important to note that those CRTs, or criterion reference tests, those are designed, discussed, grade level, team level. They're built in McCook. They're not built by a test bank in Wisconsin they're built by our teachers and our leadership, and our administration reviews and discusses, but it really is the people that are trying to assess what have you learned. I'd much rather have my shop teacher looking at my wood project than having it scored in Wisconsin. Okay. So, and in the same way that I'd rather have my math taught to me by somebody that understands what the word agrarian means, used in the speech last night by Baylor Winners. But the other thing I think that's important about those assessments is there are parts of those assessments, even though we didn't get to do the two primary, we're still using Ames Web assessments and some of these other pieces in the understanding of where our kids are. And what I'm more concerned about, the quarter of school missed. If you'd have missed it in the middle, but you missed it at the end, and then you had the whole summer. And we already know what summer's impact is. And kids don't want to know that The best thing for a student really is to go to school all year round. I'm not ever going to.
We're working on it.
Don't get him started on that one.
But you do know that I've had the same problem. You come back and you feel like you're relearning that part of algebra again just to get started for the next section of algebra. So you have that in summer every year, but you also had the quarter prior to summer. And I don't know about your summer, but the learning opportunities, if you didn't read and you didn't, I mean, traveling even to a museum this last summer, if you were going to go see Pioneer Village, what are the restrictions in that community? Can you go to a zoo and actually be in a zoo to learn about animals and things? So, I mean, the opportunities and the duration are the part that bother me. But I do think it's important to know those assessments, I want to drive home, those CRTs are designed by the classroom teachers working together in tandem.
That's right. They work as groups.
In teams and what's called a PLC, professional learning community, and with vertical alignment.
Mm-hmm.
There was nobody that cared how I was going to do in eighth grade when I was in seventh grade. I mean, that's the way it was. I don't like using back then for us, Rich,
a few years ago.
It's starting to feel a lot more when you hear things creak. But it wasn't. It isn't that way today. When a teacher in seventh grade is looking at what they're teaching a seventh grader, they are working with the eighth grade and the ninth grade and the tenth grade to try and figure out how can we get this element taught at the right time so it just breeds success at the next level. And I'm not saying we were wrong in the way we did it. Research is better today. We know things more deeply and understand how sequential learning is supposed to take place. So we missed a sequence. It'd be no different than somebody asking me to come play baseball or softball on a team today. I might be able to catch and throw pretty well, but you better have somebody hit for me.
You have a workshop, ESU 15 and 16 board workshop coming up soon?
Yeah, the board has a workshop scheduled for the 27th of January, and that's something we've traditionally gone to, I think, probably about the last decade. We've attended that workshop. Generally speaking, they hold that in North Platte. Due to the pandemic, that'll be on Zoom this year. And I've been in, I don't know how many Zoom meetings now, a countless number of Zoom meetings now, and I think that it'll be effective. It's not as good as being there. That's my personal opinion. Other people's going to disagree with me, but usually there's still great information you can pull from those types of workshops. So the board that signs up for that will be able to attend that workshop and learn about some pretty interesting things they've got on that agenda. So looking forward to that on the 27th.
Business manager comments.
Yeah, Mr. Brazell spoke to the group last night about some, we have a remodel going on right now, room 118, one of the last classrooms from the older portion of the high school to be done. I think we have maybe four classrooms left, and if you really think about how long ago we started this project, having being in really, really within reach of finishing all our classes in a year or maybe two, that's really exciting for us. And so that room's coming along very swiftly. It's amazing how fast our maintenance crew does the work at this point. They're very experienced with it, and they work really, really well as a team. And they do a great job, and those classrooms turn out really nice. Most people, I think, in the community have had an opportunity to come and see those. If not, if you're ever in the high school and you'd like to peek into one and there's an administrator's desk, I'd like to see one of the classrooms you guys have remodeled. They're really, really a nice improvement. I've got some pictures to prove that. I took some pictures before remodel and after, and they look really good.
I think every year when we offer the Bison alumni tour during either a chamber mixer or somebody's class reunions, you know, that 30th or 35th or 50th, they come back and they are just impressed with the learning environment and the changes and the library becoming a media specialty / comfortable work area for students. You've been in the commons area. We took it from rows of tables and turned it into a little bit of a study queue and space with viewing. And I think the idea that our patrons and our parents and citizens, taxpayers should know is we've tried to be diligent in the remodeling efforts at the high school. We know what the cost of the bond was when we did the elementary, and we know the costs need to be borne by our taxpayers. We're trying to do this over a reasonable period of time. And we're trying to use what we have and use it to the best ability that we have. And it affords us, and we budget for it, we plan for it. A nickel spent today is going to save us a lot of money in this building in the long run.
Any other board comments?
We did have some board comments last night. Dennis watched the wanted to mention that we have a new committee chair at the unicameral. Mrs. Lynn Walls will be the education committee chair. She ran against a Mike Groney for that position, and she came out victorious. Mike Groney, I believe he was the education chair for the 4 or 5 years prior to that. So I think this is a really, really good change for the state of Nebraska. We have a person in that chair position who really cares about student learning and student growth. That's really her focus. And she wants to make sure that what we do in the state of Nebraska is going to benefit our students so that when they graduate from our high schools, they're ready to go into the workforce, the military, or college, depending on what those students really want to do. So that, I think that's a really good change. And also, he made comment about just the unicameral is talking about funding issues, and we have to really be paying attention to that. Every year, we really have to kind of look and see how those funding discussions go, because it does impact McCook Public Schools directly and our staffing and our programs and those types of things. So that was important. Loretta talked about programs committee needing to get together. We need to set up a time to meet to discuss some topics. And then Tom.
I don't even remember.
He was excited that we.
I'm sorry. I was reading my notes trying to find out if I wrote down what I was talking about.
Tom is excited about the new year and made some comments about the semester that we just completed. When I started the semester, I was not sure that we would get through it. In fact, I was far too pessimistic, and you know, hindsight being 20/20, we made it through, and we did well, I believe.
Looking back, about two weeks into the school year, I visited with Grant, and he said, "We've made it 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I feel really good." And then the next week, the numbers doubled.
Right.
In the community, and things went kind of haywire, and we got a sports thing canceled or postponed. And I visited with Grant, and it was day by day. We're trying to get through this day by day. And as you saw in our community numbers, we ramped up to some 225 in a 14-day period. I think our numbers of impacted families, because I don't want to say
not everyone has.
They weren't sick.
Yeah,
we were floating in the 60s and 70s for a couple of days. That many people missing out of 1,400, you're kind of nervous, depending on which building. But I was very optimistic and I am excited about the new year. I really like fall better because the days are longer and you get a few sports in. Right now it's dark.
Yeah.
We're gaining a little bit of time, so we're okay.
It'll get better. Time
getting
a little
better
bit.
Daily.
Yeah, exactly. New business, resignations?
You know, last night we acted on three, and Mr. Norgard's got great relationships with all three of these, but I was going to take a minute and talk about the fact that cumulatively right here in these resignations, we call them resignations. These are retirements, and I really want to acknowledge the career, from my point of view, of Rosa Bohm, John Brazell, and Bill Ramsey were the three that we received letters from this last month and we acted on last evening. My comment that I wanted to share is, I know that it hurts to see these people leave. They've brought a lot of talent and passion and connections to our students into the school building. But I know with the team that we have that is going to be doing the reviews and the hiring, we're going to find the next Rosa and the next John and the next Bill to deal with our students in the same way that somebody 15 years ago made a decision to tell Mrs. Bohm, hey, we want you to come in from District 8 and work with us in this capacity. And I'm young enough, I don't know the story of how Bill Ramsey got here, but I know the story of John, and that is that Mr. Haney, who had given us a great career, also decided to retire, and we had a gap to fill in business manager. These three individuals, one of my favorite stories about sharing with what teachers get to deal with, and obviously as an accountant downtown on Main Street, I'm out in the public and I see children around and I see Mrs. Bohm. I see many of them that have been taught by her run to her and give her a hug. COVID or not. You know, that's a great feeling to know that children and students connect with her. Students come back from Lincoln, Omaha, Kearney. They might be going to Goodland, Bowtech. They come back and walk into Mr. Ramsey's office. They're out of school. They're in as a guest. They might not have registered as a visitor, but he's got an open door, and the relationships they've developed and the skill sets. Mr. Gross last night pointed out that his daughter, passion was lit with her in graphic design and video production, and we've seen pieces of her work sprinkled across Facebook for the foundation, for MNB, for the school system. And that passion wouldn't have started without a person like Mr. Ramsey. And Mr. Brazil brought a wealth of experience from Beatrice. You know, it's a tough trip to travel for baseball or football, but it's a trip I'm glad he traveled for us. He brought some structure and maybe some, I'll call it small Class A, big Class B experience, depending on how you look at Beatrice and in that market they're at, to our school that we needed at the time and has really filled a great role. And from my perspective as a volunteer, these three people will be hard to replace, but I also know the team we have in place will find people, maybe not exactly like them, but they will be passionate about the job that they have. And I wish the three of these people the best of luck in their retirement, and their resignations last night were accepted.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
All right. Could be missed. No question about it. You'll be able to find Coach Ramsey out on a boat someplace in the summer months and out hunting someplace in the winter months.
That's right. Yep.
You bet. Accept a check from the McCook Community Foundation for Bison Days in the amount of $4,000.
Yeah, Bison Days is a huge project that our high school puts together. We have actually volunteers from the community that help with the organization and planning for Bison Days. Mr. Gross and his staff are very, very involved with that, and it takes hours and hours of planning and time to get that going. It also takes money, and because a lot of supplies and materials are purchased for our presenters from around the community, we bring in all kinds of experts and business folk and for them to share their experience and knowledge with our students to enrich their experience in our school system. So that $4,000 is very much appreciated from the McCook Community Foundation. It makes a huge difference. And I just want to thank them and appreciate their support. They've just shown such amazing support from McCook Public Schools. They really need a lot of praise for that. And we're very thankful that they are a partner in the community helping our students grow and learn.
Superintendent's evaluation, Mr. Bredvig.
You know, we moved that to the end to dive in so that we could do positive comments during our meeting last night. But, you know, many of us would just say, well, our annual job review, that's housekeeping. Let's just, here, sign the sheet of paper. We've used the process, and I want to say we've used it for almost all of Grant's career as a way to continue to deepen and broaden the relationship with our superintendent. And there are things that in a review you say, you do this really well, you do this really well, and we really want some focus on this. Those are healthy. My wife gives me those pointers all the time, so I'm obviously a better
person.
Does
she make you cry?
No.
Okay, I was just wondering.
Well, technically, most people wouldn't have cried. But anyway, it's a performance review, and in it, the more honest and truthful you can be in the positives and in the constructive criticisms, the better off the relationship is. So I always look at it as a relationship building and a working meeting, and we spent some time in that review last night, and obviously Mr. Norgard's been our superintendent. He's under contract with us, and he's made his home here in McCook. His children are attending our school systems. Glad to have him here, and like any other task, you're glad it's over with, it's done, now we can get back to the work of the school district. But there were a few moments where somebody tried to pull a web browser to maybe see what the score of a different game was. I didn't mean to show any disrespect if he accidentally heard the announcer on the cell phone, but we did get his performance review done last evening, and we do welcome the opportunity to have another year to work on behalf of the district with him.
Yeah, the board does an excellent job, I believe, with this process. Some superintendents aren't told what they need to do better, And I think that and then that catches them in the end. Does that make sense? And I talked to Tom about this last night a little bit, that this board does a great job of saying, hey, this does need to be improved. We need to do better here. And it's better to hear that so that you can work on it rather than have tensions build up and those types of things. And they are positive as well. I'm not saying by any means, but I do appreciate the truthfulness of the board and their honesty and how they see and perceive things. And that's been very insightful for me, because a superintendent, no matter what district they're in, that's just one individual. You can't be connected to the community as well as six other people, or depending on the size of your board, obviously nine other people. So it is a good system and a good process, and it's much appreciated.
Positive comments from last night.
You know, I believe Mr. Langan, Alec, we got two Mr. Langans at the meeting.
So. Exactly right.
His comment came back. He was extremely happy to have Coach Hosek back. Coach Hosek serves our country in a military role. He served overseas here recently and has returned from that deployment, and he is back in the building and in the classroom on a regular basis.
Just got married.
And announcing it here, yeah. We've just gifts can go to P.O. Box. No, I'm kidding. So Alec was extremely excited, and it was more of it's one of those relationship things for students. Some people connect in different ways with other people, and Mr. Hosek connects with quite a few students in our building, and we're glad to have him back. Yeah. Thankful for his service to our country, but thankful for his service to McCook Public Schools.
Mm-hmm. And Alec also mentioned that they won their wrestling invite, which is a big deal. Mrs. Thomas talked about being able to get people into the basketball games. And so if you're a basketball fan or a grandparent, when we started off in the first semester at the beginning of December, it was pretty much just parents being allowed in. The restrictions were pretty tough. And so fortunately across the state, numbers have gone down and hospitalizations actually have gone down. And that's what the governor's really using to make those determinations. So the hospitalizations are down, so we were able to open that up to more folks, and that's a great thing to improve that atmosphere and get more people in there. It's still not full; we're not at that point yet. But you know, I'm starting to get, you know, I'm getting maybe too positive now. I'm starting to get hopeful that we'll be at that point where we can really get a lot more people in there, at least the people that want to go. So that's been a good thing.
Mrs. Hoxwell wanted to compliment the teachers, looking back to the last week before Christmas break, that holiday period, that's one of the hardest weeks. We've been at the grind of COVID. We've been at the grind of teaching. And I'm not trying to reflect poorly. There's a lot of extra work that went into this last year. And you know, you're tied to an educator. Tide's not a good word. I'm sorry, Ken. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I know what you mean.
Sometimes we feel that way, but the idea that week before Christmas and especially with the fall we've had and all the uncertainty and the emotional highs and lows and classmates in and out, teachers in and out, she just truly wanted to congratulate the teachers on what she considers the hardest week in education. I think the second hardest then following that standard might probably be coming this April as we approach the end of the school year sometime in first part of May. Yeah. But she was very the grit and determination and perseverance that she knows it takes to get through there, she wanted to compliment the teachers for.
Mr. Langan wanted to comment on, he was able to come through the schools and he really wanted to comment on the work of the staff. He's been able to see our staff engaging with students, and he recognizes that there are sometimes tough circumstances that teachers and administrators face, and he's been impressed with what he's seen with the professionalism and the care that those individuals use with in those situations. And really appreciate that he made those positive comments. And he also talked a little bit about how we've handled the pandemic so far has been really positive, and the processes and procedures we put in place has helped to keep kids in school, which has really been the focus. A lot of what we're doing is to keep kids in our building learning as much as possible.
Mr. Hayes was, his positive comment was actually directed towards Alec Langan for being selected to the Shrine team and congratulating him. It's a measurement. Brad mentioned, of course, not to date things there, but he had participated in the same event in 1988, so he's just a little.
Just a few years ago.
A few years ago. Yeah. And because of that, he understood the commitment and the selection criteria, and wanted to congratulate Alec and Coach Gross for regularly having somebody participate in the Shrine Bowl. There are schools that might have 5 or 10 years between their appearances, and that's not the case in McCook. So he congratulated both of those individuals.
Mr. Brazell wanted to comment on a member of our maintenance crew, kind of our guy that's in charge of HVAC across the district, and that's Mr. Paul Paz. We approved a fairly extensive renovation project of our HVAC systems and several of our buildings, and with such a large project, there's always little hiccups and issues, and he's just been really dedicated to the making sure that the school buildings are ready to run every morning when our kids come into school. And so that requires him to be on site weekends, really, really early mornings, paying attention to our systems all the time, because as you work through those issues, some things don't communicate, you know, right away. So you have to work through that. So it takes a lot of work. And he's just been really dedicated. And Mr. Brazell wanted to recognize him for that. And then Tom, did you want to?
I didn't write my notes down of what I commented on.
Oh, well, Tom talked about Baylor Winters and a success. And also wanted to make sure that Mrs. Davidson received recognition for her support. Baylor is an outstanding student, is doing amazing things, and he's going to represent us very well. But he does have support. He has support at home from his parents, who are extremely supportive, and from his teachers, Mrs. Davidson. And so her role in helping him and being a critique has been really positive for him and his growth and getting him to where he's at. And we also wanted to recognize, Tom also recognized Bill and Rosa for the longevity and the years that they spent in McCook Public Schools, and just dedicated to our students and making a difference in the lives of kids, and as well as Mr. Brazell.
I think it's unique, and it comes to teachers. I can look back and say and think about, was I the kid that would tell a teacher thank you when I was in school, or was I the kid that acknowledged how important you were to me then? No, I'm not. And Rosa has children of the ages in her classroom. They show it. The hug is a common thing, the stop and talk. Mr. Ramsey's students, I look back and think there's probably a half dozen people in people like you and I's lives who we should have told thank you to, whether they were a coach or they were a math teacher. These are two of those people that a lot of kids regularly tell thank you to. And if they would have known Mr. Brazell, I'm certain, a little better.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing that our business manager does know as many of our students as he does. He's out in the classroom. He's out in the hallways. But yeah, a very good meeting last evening. It was one of those meetings.
Well, I had one more positive comment.
Oh, yes,
that was
sir.
Mine as well.
Yeah,
and I did want to
leave him out
comment on Mr. Brazell and the work that he's done for the school system. He has been a wise business manager. He's found some dollars and places and opened up our eyes to a few different ways about budgeting, and he's done an excellent job, and we appreciate him coming out to McCook. I wanted to thank him for coming to McCook and working with us for the last 3 years. He's been a very positive addition to the district.
Next board meeting will be February 8th.
February 8th,
right before Valentine's Day.
At least it's not Valentine's Day.
You told me you like it when it's on Valentine's Day.
My wife prefers it to be on Valentine's Day.
There's been meetings before of this
point. There
on
have. Valentine's,
yeah,
there have.
Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
And we've actually proposed it as work session nights as well at times. And we just stay away from it. There's a lot more happy households in McCook because we stay away from it.
There you go.